It's a hollow, metallic sound, tornado sirens piercing the quiet of a Sunday afternoon in Homewood. But turn on the TV, and there's Fox 6 meteorologist James Paul Dice telling you there's no danger.
If you were in southern Jefferson County, if you're in Mountain Brook, you're not in a threat. If you are over toward Oak Grove or Bessemer, you are not in a threat area. This is going to be northern Jefferson County. So that's what we're dealing
with. So this particular warning only applies to a tiny portion of Jefferson County, yet all 650,000 residents hear the sirens.
That's a whole debacle in itself.
ABC 3340 meteorologist James Spann isn't a fan of warning sirens, and he let state emergency management officials know this when he addressed their convention a few years ago.
In my opinion, every siren in this state should be taken down and burned. Those things were a product of the Cold War back in the 50s and the 60s, and they were designed to be sounded during these nuclear attacks.
So far this year, the National Weather Service has issued 11 tornado warnings for Jefferson County. 11 times the warning sirens sounded countywide, but not a single twister touched down. Alan Kniffer is the county's emergency management coordinator. He says they have the technology right now to sound sirens only in a specific area where a tornado may touch down. But given the county's past experience with severe weather, including a 1998 tornado that killed 32 people, he would rather err on the side of caution.
We're still working with the public as a whole, Sam. Remember, we used to tell the whole county's under warning. So we're working that issue right now. But there's still some people out there want to know every time we go under warning, they want to be notified.
Kniffer says feedback on the sirens is split. Many of the people we talked to in Five Points South on a recent afternoon say they don't mind hearing the sirens, even if bad weather is far away and there's no threat. But Peter Sloan worries the more times sirens go off and nothing happens, residents will become more complacent.
But I think it causes a bit more, I wouldn't say panic, but distress. I think people usually tend to overreact to weather down in Birmingham.
And in some Alabama counties, that's a big concern.
My mentality of that is, you know, if the siren is going off, there is a reason why.
That's Eddie Hicks. He's director of emergency management for Morgan County near Huntsville. The tornado sirens in Morgan County are activated only in the specific area under warning. No threat in your town, no siren. Hicks says other county emergency management directors don't like that idea.
A lot of my counterparts, the emergency management directors, have said they really didn't want to do that. And then, you know, my answer back was I didn't want to be doing a false alarm for an area of the county that would never be affected by the storm.
Part of the problem is the unreliable nature of tornado warnings. Even the National Weather Service's meteorologists say most tornado warnings don't translate into twisters on the ground. The Weather Service says it will take a giant leap in forecasting technology for warnings to be more effective and sirens more reliable, with the ultimate goal, saving lives. For WBHM, I'm Bradley George.